Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I want to continue talking about the issues some folks are having after our 6.4 earthquake and its aftershocks. Last week, I covered how some people were just plain scared during the earthquake, and then each aftershock brought back those feelings of fear. And I shared some thoughts on how to address those fears. This week, I want to talk about some other concerns I heard from people, such as the worry that, you know, maybe we'll be isolated as a result of the really large earthquakes that we can get. I'll break that concern down into two parts: the anticipation of a much larger earthquake and the concern about being isolated as a result of such an earthquake. Now, if you've lived on the North Coast for very long, then you are surely aware about the Cascadia subduction zone. And it's that fault that's right under us that's kind of overdue for a large earthquake. And I'm talking about a 9.0, for example. Now, I don't blame anyone for wanting to wildly extrapolate from a 6.4 to a 9.0, especially if you know that earthquake magnitudes are measured on a logarithmic scale. And therefore, you could conclude that the 9.0 will be way, way worse than the 6.4 we just had. But my geologist friends would point out that the 9.0 will be that big partly because of how long it will last, like 5 minutes, and partly because of how much area it will impact, roughly from here to the end of Vancouver Island in British Columbia. But for any one place, those geologist friends will tell me, the peak intensity of the shaking from the 9.0 will not be overwhelmingly larger than that from the 6.4. So, not to downplay the 9.0, but if you survived the 6.4, then you will survive the 9.0. Okay, now what about those isolation fears? The fact that the 6.4 knocked out electricity for a lot of homes made some people think about how the 9.0 could take out power, communications, and transportation infrastructure. And this is a valid concern, but not just for earthquakes. In fact, the 1964 river flood destroyed many of the bridges that give us access to the outside world. So it's a good thing to consider how you'll get by if we lose power, communications, and transportation facilities. But I would suggest that you should channel that concern into making sure that you're prepared versus channeling it into unproductive worry. So I'll go into some details for how to get prepared next time. But let me start off with the fundamental question that you should consider, which is whether you will likely be able to continue living in your home after an earthquake, tsunami, or river flood. I'll give some guidelines for determining that next time. And the reason why this is so important is because it really drives whether or not you should be preparing to stay in your home or preparing to leave. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.